This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. On the way, we can talk about what happened to Adam Kokesh in New Orleans when he was arrested on the side of the road. Is it true what some have said is that he was just parked on the side of the road waiting to be arrested? No, that's not at all what happened. I'll tell you more about that on the way here tonight. With you tonight is Ian
and Chris
and Daryl.
But we kind of went off in a different direction after starting the conversation about Cody Wilson, the founder of Defense Distributed, who was arrested late this summer for ostensibly committing the so-called act of sexual assault, among other various related charges, now hit with 8 felony counts. And
yep.
Recent news released this week, the indictment has come down. All of it surrounding one evening with a young woman who happened to be a year under the age of consent in the state of Texas. In other states,
that he met on a website, yes, where users had to say, I affirm that I am at least 18 years of age.
Correct. And so she acted as though she was over the age of 18. She probably looked like a developed teenage girl looks, and he went right ahead and did what he did, allegedly. And now they're charging him with several felony counts. He's looking,
yes,
at 20-something years in prison, maybe per charge. We're not sure.
It's per charge.
But either way, it's a lot of time. You know, he's a man in his early 30s.
I think that would be cruel and unusual. Like, it just absolutely
They don't
ridiculous.
Seem to apply that to sexual assault when it comes to people under the age of consent. They just treat it like you're the most horrible person in the world.
It's supposed to be like the highest law of the land, though, right?
What? What is?
I mean, it's in the Constitution, right? Cruel and unusual punishment.
Yeah, you think that is the
highest law of the land, therefore it should overrule any other law that they pass.
Well, right, again, but it's all in the eyes of the beholder, right?
Well, what's cruel and unusual? They're the ones that get to determine whether or not it's cruel and unusual.
Yeah, exactly.
I get it. But
so then we stumbled into this story, according to one of our callers, about the porn law going into effect in the UK, where apparently companies are now going to be locking down their porn sites unless you have a special code that you'll have to go and buy somewhere. We'll tell you more about that here in a moment, but let's go to the phones, to the fun. We got Zach in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Zach.
How are you doing this evening?
Hey.
I was wondering if you're talking about porn, the guy named Fabian Stillman, the German business magnate who owns Manwin MindGeek, the like massive porn conglomerate.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, not familiar with it.
There's a whole series of podcasts by John Ronson called The Butterfly Effect, where essentially he delves into the people who created free online streaming pornography and destroyed the porn business as it traditionally existed, and all the fallout from that. It's pretty interesting if you ever want to check that out. That might enlighten your porn debate.
Hold on. The porn industry has been destroyed? I wasn't aware. I thought that it was, you know, bigger than ever.
The old porn industry of when they were selling physical copies to people and making like $30 per pop, there were all these, Joe Rogan said he had a neighbor who was this like rich porn guy who ended up going bankrupt and having to lose his house because the money all dried up. The internet destroyed the traditional porn business.
It definitely destroyed porn distribution, but it by no means has it destroyed pornography.
It destroyed the newspapers and other media.
The same guy who created streaming internet pornography then bought up all the production houses and the existing infrastructure for pennies on the dollar and became big porn, which is this Fabian Stillman guy.
All right.
Interesting.
What I wanted to talk to you guys about, did you read the Gavin McGinnis article that's up on the Daily Beast about how he essentially wrote a letter to his neighbor saying, you know, please stop getting ready to burn me with pitchforks? They're putting up signs that say, he has no home here. There was a woman who's been actively whipping up the town into a frenzy, the fact that he actually lived there, and
Who is this, Gavin?
This is a right-wing guy. He's like the founder of the so-called Proud Boys, who then, subsequently resigned from the Proud Boys because, like a lot of things that people found, it went off in a different direction.
You're getting into some very, like, fine detailed stuff without...
Well, he asked me who he was. So
I've never heard of the guy. You're asking if I've read an article by the guy, and I'm trying to figure out who he is.
I'm talking about the Daily Beast article that came out, I believe, today. Today's the 4th, by Will Sommer, where he distributed a letter saying, please...
Well, no, he's asking who he is.
Right. Who's the guy that you're talking about? I've never heard of this guy.
We don't know the... I tried to answer the question, but maybe you could answer the question better, Zach. Go ahead.
Vice Media founder, He started the Proud Boys on his show on compoundmedia.com. That guy.
He's a right winger, from what I understand. He was on recently with Alex Jones on.
Yeah, I've heard of the Proud Boys. They're white nationalists.
I don't think that's true.
They don't describe themselves as white nationalists, but like everything that I've ever heard from somebody that is a member of the Proud Boys sounds exactly white nationalism.
Yeah.
I mean, who you are aware that is a Proud Boy besides Gavin McInnes? His right hand man is. His name is Ryan Rivera, who is half Japanese, half Puerto Rican. His wife is Ho-Chunk. His children are of mixed race. And the libel that he is a white nationalist is exactly the kind of the problem. So people are putting up these signs all around town. He distributes the letters, you know, just basically saying, I'm a human being. I have a family. And that is being used as further fuel to demonize the guy, which I find pretty fascinating.
Yes, I understand the story with the Proud Boys, because we actually have had some discussions about this group in the past, and I kind of figured they were what you were talking about, Daryl. What they actually appear to be, or at least as he founded it. Now, he's resigned from the Proud Boys, so maybe that's because they went in a different direction. Because, you know, when you create an organization,
right.
The board takes over, and then the board...
That is not the reason he resigned.
Okay.
Nine guys in New York City who were arrested for defending themselves after he gave a talk when they were attacked by Antifa, they are basically getting ready to make an example out of these guys, and he was advised that by stepping down from an organization that he only symbolically was the leader of, it might help these guys beat some sort of fake gang charges.
Tell me if I understood, though, correctly, that the Proud Boys aren't necessarily white nationalists because they do have some non-white people in them.
A multi-ethnic organization.
Yeah, what I wanted to say is I understand it. Just correct me here if I'm wrong. I just want to try to explain what I understand about them, is that they are a pro-Western, pro-male kind of thing. Like, they believe that a woman's place is in the kitchen, that kind of attitude.
That's not exactly... a fair way. Basically, one of the tenets is to venerate the housewife, which is a jerk way of saying women should be comfortable staying at home and having children, and the family unit itself is...
That basically means a woman's place is in the kitchen. That's what that means. To venerate the housewife, that means a woman should be cooking, cleaning, and taking care of her children.
Pregnant.
No,
that's exactly what that means.
A woman should be proud to be able to do those things.
Okay, that seems like you're splitting hairs.
Children isn't necessarily like a sacrifice. You know, women should be able to be comfortable being a woman who nurtures their own children and has a family. Going out into the workforce to compete with men for no reason and then to be 40 years old with a cat and a career, that's not really fulfilling in the end. There's all these people who wish they had actually...
That's not fulfilling a man?
That's suggesting that...
Fulfilling for anybody.
That sounds like...
Well, how do you know that? Are you a Proud Boy?
Oh, no, I am a killer termite, actually. That's how I self-identify.
A killer termite? What's that mean?
You can just Google it later. Anyway, what I was thinking...
I don't know if I want to.
Instead of the porn thing, which, it's what built the internet, and I think it's here to stay. So... I hope you guys...
Hey, look, I don't think there's anything wrong with... if a woman wants to stay at home and take care of home duties, that's fine. I mean, I don't care. But to suggest that it's not fulfilling for a woman to do what she wants to do, which is to say if a woman feels like her calling is to go out and work, then presumably that is what is fulfilling to her, because that's what she's chosen.
And why would that prevent you from having a child anyway, or having children?
Well, it makes it more difficult. I mean, certainly you don't get to raise your
own
kids.
Can I tell you what Gavin McInnes, what I imagine he would say?
Okay.
He talks about, he calls them poop checks, because he believes that having children is a miracle. kind of like the glowing thing. And into,
that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. I mean, it, look, Zach, great call. Thanks for making it tonight. I definitely appreciate hearing from you. The children are not miracles. Look how many of them there are. Okay, like a miracle is a special event that is unusual and so crazy and amazing that it's worth talking about.
Right.
I understand everybody thinks that about their kids. Oh, you're just a miracle. My child's a miracle. Your kid looks just the same as every other kid. They're all the same. They all cry. They all poop. They all do the same things. And they're not miracles, sorry to say. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Look, I love Jazzy the studio beast, but she's not a miracle either. She's just a dog.
What
a good
is it
one.
Costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dinovite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dinovite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dinovite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dinovite supplement, and then the Lico Chops.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dinovite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary, I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, we've got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. You can bring up anything that you want here on Free Talk Live with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
Smart Cash. Brand new sponsor here on Free Talk Live. And they're also, I believe, sponsoring the FPP Radio News.
They are, yes.
Smart Cash is kind of all over the Liberty community right now. I was actually watching the Adam Kokesh video. They're sponsoring Adam Kokesh. They're behind Ben Swan nowadays. And they just joined Free Talk Live. They're a peer-to-peer digital currency that, of course, is fast, secure, and easy to use. Smart Cash is building a foundation that can support daily transactions for people everywhere. Now, they're one of the newer cryptos out there, and Smart Cash, I don't know if everybody behind it's libertarian, but if you judge based on the people they're sponsoring, it seems like a lot of them probably are. We did one of those proposals because you can like sort of like remember we promoted Dash for a while here on Free Talk Live. Dash has a proposal system. Well, Smart Cash also has a proposal system with an important difference, a big difference, in fact. If you are a Dash masternode, you have 1,000 Dash, and if you do the math, that's like tens of thousands of dollars at one time.
Correct.
It was hundreds of thousands of dollars. Right now, if you want to use the Smart Cash voting system, as long as you have some smart, I think at least one of them, then
I don't think it's even a full smart.
Okay.
One smart is one vote.
Yeah.
So if you have half a smart in a wallet, you get half a vote.
Okay.
If you have those 10,000 smart, then you would have 10,000 votes. Whereas with that Dash masternode that you mentioned, you've got 10,000 Dash sitting on a thing, you get one vote.
Now, obviously, the prices of cryptocurrency can change over time.
Yes.
But if you don't have more than one smart, you're doing something really wrong, because the Smart Cash right now is worth less than 2 cents.
Yes. So, about one and a half.
Yeah. You're going to have a tough time buying one smart, is basically what I'm saying. If you're going to get some smart, you're probably going to get a lot more than one of
them. Yes.
So you can vote in these proposals if you have any amount of smart. So it's a totally different voting system. Plus, they also have smart rewards, which is a price stabilization mechanism. It's a way to encourage people to hold on to smart for the long term. And you know what essentially that does is the more people are holding this crypto, Smart Cash, the fewer circulating there are, and so therefore in theory the price can go up from that. So they're rewarding people for holding on to smart. If you have at least 1,000 smart and you hold that in a wallet to which you hold the private keys, which is, you know, most wallets out there,
right?
Not exchanges.
Right, they do specify that if it's in an exchange, you are not getting smart rewards.
So if you hold on to at least 1,000 smart, and that's not hard to get to, hold on to 1,000 smart, you will get smart rewards basically once a month. Now, it's distributed based on the number of blocks that are processed, but it's essentially...
Right, and then there's the snapshot time, and if you miss the snapshot in, say, November, which we did, then when they did the smart reward payments in December, we didn't get that, so...
We just missed the snapshot, yeah. But and also, the other key is you can't have any outgoing transactions on that wallet. So
correct. You can have it inbound.
Correct. So what I would recommend is that you have two smart wallets, one from which you could use for spending, and the other that you would use for saving, because you don't want to spend out of the wallet that is going to be going for the rewards, basically.
And the official Android wallet, which I have on my phone,
you can vote in the wallet.
You can.
Yeah.
It comes pre-installed with two Smart Rewards wallets already marked Smart Rewards.
Nice.
And now you could label that whatever you want to, but that way...
They're encouraging
that. Here's two wallets for you to go ahead and put at least 1,000 Dash. Or not Dash.
You don't have 1,000 Dash.
Yeah.
Most people don't have 1,000
Smart Cash.
So it's cool that everybody can be involved in the voting process here. And there's a lot more that they're working on. We can't tell you all about that in, you know, a minute. So go to smartcash.cc and you can learn more about Smart Cash there and get started. Smartcash.cc as we jump back into your calls and thoughts. Alex is in Maryland listening online. Go ahead, Alex.
Hey, everybody. This is Alex, and I am with the National Youth Rights Association. One of our members called in last month to just kind of introduce you guys to the and I don't know who the hosts were that day, but just to introduce you to the idea of civil rights and equal rights and freedom for young people. And I just wanted to follow up on that. And,
well, we're no stranger to the ideas of rights for young people. I don't know specifically which rights. Which rights are you
You guys probably don't go far enough.
The website appears to be focused mainly on, like, voting rights.
Well, there's voting rights. There's also, you know, we oppose curfew laws that make it illegal to, you know, leave your house after a certain time.
Right on.
You know, we try to want to lower the drinking age and
nice.
You know, protect equal rights, you know, constitutional Bill of Rights stuff in schools. And,
do you support lowering the age of majority, meaning that young people should be able to sign contracts before the age of 18?
Or eliminating it?
Yeah, we do.
Okay, right on. And it was the organization was called what again? National Youth Rights?
The National Youth Rights Association.
Cool.
Youthrights.org is the website. It's a very easy URL.
Yeah,
for
I like
there.
One of the arguments I like is no taxation without representation. The idea that young people are taxed if they go and get a job, but they can't vote.
Right. And there's actually a proposed constitutional amendment here in New Hampshire this year that would allow 17-year-olds to vote in a primary if they turn 18 before the general election.
Okay, step in the right direction.
Step in the right direction. Obviously it's not what I would prefer to see, but I'll definitely be there probably as the only person other than the sponsor and some students from a high school to actually testify in favor.
Well, if I'm there, I would testify in favor as well.
Yeah, me too.
Well, so that change is actually fairly common now. Just in the last 5 or 10 years, it's been really gaining steam, and probably 20 or 30 states have that that same law in place. But we've been working on pushing things further. We've gotten a few towns here in Maryland to lower their voting age to 16 for all local elections. And that's in the general, not just the primary.
Unfortunately, the voting age things are baby steps in the right direction, but on the other side, you've got problems where some states and cities are making it so people have to be older in order to do things like purchase nicotine-related products. Right here in our very own city of Keene, they recently raised the age to 21. We may see a proposal, likely, I imagine there's already one been made to do that statewide here in New Hampshire, which is horrifying. They did it in Massachusetts within the last several years, raise it statewide. First, they allowed the towns to raise them, and some towns did, and then they went ahead and did it statewide. The marijuana legalization proposal is only for 21 and up, so we're also seeing this push to say that, oh, well, if you're 18, you're not really an adult. You can't really make all the decisions for yourself, and it is super insulting.
It seems like if you can't vote, why should the law apply to you?
Indeed. Alex, thanks for calling. Appreciate it. Good luck with your campaigns. Let us know if anything develops out there in the world of youth rights. I definitely appreciate hearing from you, man. We're coming up here in moments. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us on our Discord server. We got Discord on-air call-in line rooms that are open for you, too, over at discord.lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
For For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump says even though the latest meeting with Democrats on a border wall was productive, the government shutdown could continue for months or years, but he hopes it'll only be days. And if he can't get Congress to go along with his plan?
But we can call a national emergency and build it very quickly, and it's another way of doing it. But if we can do it through a negotiated process, we're giving that a shot.
Democratic Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer following the meeting with President Trump.
We'll continue discussing, of course, but it's very hard to see how progress will be made unless they open up the government.
Trump in the Rose Garden also commented on the good jobs numbers.
It's a great number. I think it has a lot to do with the factories and with the companies that are moving back into the United States who have left, and now they're coming back to us instead of being in other countries.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in here. The toll-free number is 855-453. How is this new system going to work in the UK, which is going to be some sort of porn lockdown, basically? And that's something we actually stumbled into here thanks to one of our callers. This is how the show works. We, you know, we bring things in to talk about, and sometimes that sparks other conversations that are also related and interesting. So with you in the studio tonight, by the way, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
And don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Get interactive on our website in a variety of different ways. Freetalklive.com's got archives that go way back, all the way down to 2006. And that's an incredible amount of archives. We've also got other ways for you to support the show there, like the AMP program, getting on our email list, and so much more. Go check it out at freetalklive.com. As we continue here, the story from the BBC. What will this new system that is, I guess, being implemented look like? I'm not sure as to when the deadline is, as to when they're going to actually implement this, but it apparently is coming about or is already there. According to the BBC, in a story written in 2018 in April, there says here a lot of different companies are developing age verification software. So there are likely to be a few different ways you'll be asked to prove your age depending on the porn site that you visit.
Those different companies, Wired names them, a few of them anyway. Yodi, Vareem, GBG, AV Secure, and Age ID.
It used to be that you just put in a credit card number, and that, you know, that was enough, because
right.
you
yeah.
wouldn't have a credit card number legally unless you were 18.
And apparently Age ID is being criticized as, I guess, not being valid because it's created by MindGeek, which is the company that owns Pornhub.
That's the guy who called, I think a dude called about that recently.
Yeah.
It could mean going to a shop, handing over ID, and collecting a 16-digit code to use on a porn website. MindGeek, which is the one you just mentioned, biggest porn, online porn company in the world, has introduced its own verification services. They own Pornhub, YouPorn, RedTube, and they own a production studio called Brazzers. The company's product expects to sign between 20 to 25 million UK users, although the final details of what its age verification...
Aren't there only 30 million people that live in the UK?
It's not that large.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, I think it's larger than that.
I guess they're suggesting there are a lot of people who are going to be watching porn.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It's 66 million.
Still.
Yeah, it's small. It's
that's
not
a third of the country there.
Right,
yeah.
right.
Although the final details have yet to be announced, the spokesperson told Newsbeat, Age ID has multiple third parties covering such methods as a credit card, mobile SMS, passport, and driver's license. Quote, however, the regulations pertaining to which age verification methods are to be compliant with the law have yet to be published, as of April at least, nor made their way through Parliament. Therefore, Age ID will adapt as these come to light. So again, it's just what I said was going to happen, was these companies, whether they're located in the UK or not, won't matter. If they want those 25 million UK users, they're going to put this age verification in place, and odds are they're going to force it on everybody.
Somebody needs to teach these politicians how to use a search engine, because as soon as the system goes live, there is going to be tons and tons of these, like, passcodes to get into these porn sites just floating around Google.
Well,
floating
not, around the internet, not only that,
and you're going to be able to do a search for it.
But if you go to Google, they have this option called Safe Search. And if you turn Safe Search off, and then you type in whatever it is that you're looking for.
Right.
And then you click the image tab.
There it is.
There's a bunch of porn there.
And I bet you any young person who wants to get at porn is a heck of a lot more knowledgeable than me in regards to those things.
The Wired article, they do this as sort of like a Q&A sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Won't it be really easy to get around? In short, yes. It will not be impossible for anyone under 18 to access porn. There's still going to be plenty of pornography that can be viewed easily through various social media.
Mm-hmm.
Additionally, virtual private networks, which connect to servers in other countries, can be used to get around age verification checks
or just
in the UK.
Free web proxies.
Do you remember the Ashley Madison case? This is, by the way, there are some that feel allowing one company to sign up 25 million British porn viewers is an accident waiting to happen. Pandora Blake, who sits on the advisory council of the Open Rights Group, says, quote, it's going to be the most hackable list of what people like to look at ever. Do you remember the Ashley Madison case and people killed themselves? I don't think it's outrageous to fear that that's what we could be looking at here, an actual loss of life.
Now, there's an interesting point that's brought up there about it might create, and we don't know if it will create, but it might create that database of, user, fill in the blank 16 digits, searched for these particular terms on this particular website.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And that could be linked to a crime.
Who's the sick freak looking at nun porn?
Or whatever.
Mm.
Or maybe they search for something that is outlawed in the UK, which could result in criminal charges. In 2016, the names of almost 800,000 registered users of MindGeek's browser site were exposed in a data breach. But MindGeek's Age ID says, quote, it will not and cannot store any age verification data, and that it won't monitor what you watch. Trust us! We're just working with the government here. I mean, what could go wrong? The changes can be traced back to a speech former Prime Minister David Cameron made back in 2013. His aim was to better protect children from online contents for adults. The NSPCC claims nearly two-thirds of 15 to 16-year-olds have seen pornography Whoa, that's all? Only two-thirds of them?
That seems like very likely a statistic that is blatantly, like, inaccurate.
Yeah.
Because
they're asking the teenagers, right?
Yes.
In an anonymous survey. Remember, did they ever give those to you in school?
Yes,
where they
were
like, we won't...
I remember exactly what the kids did. They just fill out the bubbles, and they make all sorts of, like...
Christmas tree them.
Yeah, like Christmas... Yeah, like just different shapes and things.
I remember the thing of, have you ever used drugs? Yes, all the time, every day, all of them. I never used drugs in high school.
Yeah, but a lot of us were actually paranoid that they were going to find out if we were honest. So there's a lot of people who won't even write the truth.
So there's the people like me that would give the fake answer. Yeah. And then the people like you that were like, I'm not answering this, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, like, it all kind of evens out in the end.
Nobody took it seriously, and that was the ultimate problem.
Right.
And, yeah, I mean, if you're drawing, like, houses or something using the bubble dots or whatever, like, to make the house, it's like, come on, you're going to have, there's, like, even multiple dots that you're using in a row.
Well, usually that will invalidate your answer.
Right. It will, exactly. That's exactly the point that I'm making.
I was told that there was I think my senior year, might have been my junior year, we had one of these stupid, standardized test things that had not previously been done for that class.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, screw this. And so I'm just like writing words in those blocks. And I was told, don't come back tomorrow. We're throwing this away because it's totally going to ruin the scores and something, something. And there were like 2-3 dozen other people that same thing. They were all told, don't come back.
I want to go to the phones here. We got Joe on the line calling, listening to KABQ in Albuquerque. Hello, Joe. You're on Free Talk Live.
Howdy. Yeah,
hey, you're on the air.
Listening about the discussion about the shutdown.
Yeah.
And basically the reason that it's only a partial shutdown is because they don't fund the government through one bill. There's a series of funding bills for particular parts of the government. Some have been passed. Some have not been passed. And so depending on which ones have been passed, those are the agencies that have closed down.
If they wanted to pass a single budget, they could pass a single budget. They've just been arguing over... little minutia.
But yeah, you bring up an interesting point, Joe, and I don't know if this is where you're going with this. If you want to hang on to continue the discussion, you can, but because we were talking about what happens if this budget issue becomes protracted. Trump saying that he could go for years on this without approving these budgets until he gets what he wants. If it goes on for a year, then presumably these other budgets will come up, and he'll also refuse to fund those too, won't he?
He's not going to refuse to fund the military.
Well, yeah, probably not. Joe, hang on.
Those are the types of things where he's going to draw the line and say, well, we have to do this.
Stand by, Joe. If you got more to say, hang on. We can bring it back here in a moment. I know you didn't have much time, so I want to make sure you made your points. I don't know if you'd gotten to it yet. We're on the way here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Hopefully with Joe, your calls and thoughts about whatever you want in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are coming up.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up 2 bottles of LicoChops, get the 3rd bottle free. New improved LicoChops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try LicoChops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasiewicz for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at ACS2018.com. Attendance is free. That's ACS2018.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Hey, it's Free Talk Live. We got enough time for you if you jump on the lines right now. The toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. By the way, we do have a Twitch channel. I mentioned it earlier. You can go to twitch.lrn.fm. You can watch us there, should you like to do that. Or you can actually use it to stream audio. That's one of the options on Twitch. People were asking, well, how do I use Twitch and also use my email at the same time, like on a phone, because Twitch has an app. You just go to the options. You hit the little gear. And then you can choose audio only, or you can even pop out the video if you want to float a little video window around your phone. So it's pretty handy. Twitch.lrn.fm. Of course, that's not the only way to listen to the show. We get plenty of audio streams and such over at freetalklive.com, so you can check that out too. But Twitch also has a chat room, and it's a way for you to get streams of multiple shows, including The Call to Freedom, which is another great show on LRN during afternoon drive. In fact, Chris, you are on The Call to Freedom, I think, on Tuesdays.
I am. That's great.
So that is where you can get more of Chris. In fact, you can get even more of Chris on his own show, which is Freedom Decrypted. That starts tomorrow afternoon at 5 o'clock Eastern time on freedomdecrypted.com. And also available. You can't nod. People can't hear the nods.
Yes.
He's acknowledging that it does indeed start at 5 o'clock Eastern at freedomdecrypted.com.
That's for your information.
Yes. And then also, let's see, there's the podcast version of the show as well.
Yeah.
So you can subscribe and receive those in your podcast client of your preference. Check him out over at freedomdecrypted.com. It's a tech show. It's tech-oriented, freedom-oriented.
Yeah, it's a libertarian tech show, basically.
Which the world needs more of that. In fact, I think we can announce that... have you ever listened to your competition, Brian Sovereign, in Sovereign Tech?
Not really.
You ought to check them out. I think I might have once.
You ought to check them out. You should do a lacrosse promo. See if maybe you should listen to a show. See if you like it, and then I don't know. Invite him down to sit in on your show, and maybe he'll have you on his show. And you know, a little cross promotion doesn't.
This is gonna be hard to believe, but I actually don't listen to podcasts.
I don't either.
Really?
I don't either. But I do like Sobercheck. Whenever I hear him on LRN.FM, he's got good energy. He's got good.
And he recently went back to one hour. Where originally he was 1 hour, and then he went to two.
Okay.
He recently went back to 1 hour, but he's putting out a lot of bonus content for patrons during the week. So, like that reduction of time, it's really only reducing one of the shows that he's doing, and then he's just sort of making it up with other content.
And it's also interesting to see what others are doing. He's got an idea that could be useful to you, and vice versa. So, that's why I always come from the perspective of LRN.FM. When I first started LRN.FM, Mark was like, why are you doing this? It's just promoting your competition. Because, we've got dozens of libertarian shows on
that
basically introduces our listeners to other options, some of which they might like more than us, right? And
it's hard to compete with Free Talk Live.
Well, thanks, but that's not, some people like other shows better than us.
I've listened to some of the other shows a little bit. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I just haven't come across one that's actually any good, relatively speaking, compared to, Free Talk Live. But, Free Talk Live is a pretty darn good show.
We've been doing it longer than most of the other ones.
Exactly. So it's hard to compete with.
But that said, it does promote our competition. And that's okay, because not everybody's meant to listen to Free Talk Live. Not everybody's going to like Ian or Daryl or whatever, whatever their preferences are.
Right.
Maybe they want to hear other talk. Maybe they want to hear a tech show. Maybe they want to hear a show about Bitcoin. We've got all those shows at LRN.FM, so check that out. Let's go back to Joe, though. He's listening on the radio to KABQ in Albuquerque. Joe, you were calling about the government shutdown. You barely had a chance to get a thought out. I wanted to make sure you had a little more time, so please go ahead.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Well, basically, the main point is, Donald Trump doesn't care about border security. He doesn't care about anything but himself. He thinks this is what he needs to do to get elected. So he has no principles on this. That's really the major problem there.
Mm-hmm.
And the Democrats, it's not about simply opposing Trump. It's the fact that, I know you guys don't like government and everything government does is bad, but
pretty much.
This wall is a huge waste of money. It's not going to do anything to interdict, border security at all. It's basically just a waste of time and money.
Absolutely.
And that being said, I did have a question. Just, I always try to understand libertarianism. I have a friend of mine that's a libertarian, so I always try to kind of understand these broad ideas. So basically, libertarians, they don't like any kind of government regulation, any kind of government interference. So basically, the idea is that, let's say a private company should be free to poison or damage people, and the only role the government has is that if I don't die, I can sue them. Is that kind of the idea behind no regulation?
No. And let's look at something that currently the United States federal government doesn't regulate overly. There are some regulations, and Chris, you'll probably find all kinds of minutiae here. But most electronics are not overly regulated by the U.S. government as far as saying this toaster isn't going to catch fire. This alarm clock isn't going to explode.
Toasters have caught fire.
They have. And there's probably been an alarm clock that exploded somewhere.
Less often, but
Less often. But electronics generally go to certification labs like Underwriters Laboratory, and there are several other labs that will verify that this is a product that does what it says it's going to do, and it is safe to use. Whereas, let's look at a government equivalent, Energy Star, where there was a guy that created all kinds of, shall we say, fraudulent items to see if he could get Energy Star certification for them. One of them was a gasoline-powered alarm clock that wound up getting Energy Star certification. He didn't actually build the thing. He just filled out the application.
Yeah.
Here's the plans. Here's how it would work. Send it in to Energy Star, and they're like, that gets
this
Energy Star certification.
Well, that to me kind of falls under the category of the possible being, or the perfect being the enemy of the impossible. Not everything is perfect. Obviously, people are fallible.
people make mistakes, people are greedy, selfish, lazy, you know, but the idea that we shouldn't have government because
this
person messed up is,
I want to get an example of where he thinks the government regulation is effective and useful. Give us a category where you think particularly the government ought to be there doing regulation and controlling business.
I think, you know, the FDA, the EPA, those are two large.
You know, the FDA-approved medications have killed countless people, right?
And the EPA has done more pollution than
that river. Remember the river story?
Yeah, there's that pollution in Colorado.
How about this? Also, don't forget this, Joe. When it comes to the FDA, and this is a good conversation. I wish we had more time for it. I wish you hadn't called it the end of the show. But regardless, when it comes to the FDA, you also have to factor in the amount of people who've died because the FDA refused to approve certain medications, experimental treatments, experimental medications, things like that. People who wanted to be able to take an experimental medication, you know, they've got some terminal illness or something horrible is going on with their body, and they're not allowed to because the FDA, we haven't approved that yet. Well, that person dies. What if they were able to take that medicine and actually survive because of the experimental medication? We can't calculate how many of those people there are. That's one of the unseen numbers when it comes to the FDA. And the reality is, you can take it down to even the health board in your local town.
Right.
People think that that's keeping them safe. I mean, the fact is they aren't. The inspectors coming into restaurants are not actually doing anything to keep people safe.
Right.
It's
and
a joke.
Somebody actually ran the numbers for New York City one time, and it would take several years for the health board to go to every restaurant in New York City.
Well, see, that just means they need more bureaucrats, though, Daryl. They just need to quintuple the size of their investigators. But the reality is they're not doing good investigations.
Right.
A lot of the times, you know, people I've known in restaurants have said the inspector will come in, sit down for a free meal, glance at the ceiling tiles, and then, you know, sign off the report. I mean,
right.
Unless they want to target the restaurant, in which case then they find all kinds of problems because the restaurateur ran for city council or something like that.
Right.
I
remember.
Well, and that's, again, where it gets into the individual person and not necessarily the government as a whole.
But the government is run by people.
This is a systematic problem, though, that we have. It's not something that's one-off.
Right, and the funding source of government is what libertarians oppose, to where governments are funded by force. If you don't like a project or a program that they are doing, you can't choose to not pay for that.
Right, so
they just take all of your money and say, we're doing all of these things.
I don't care whether it's constitutional or not. I mean, Constitution is just a piece of paper some guys wrote on a long time ago.
If the mafia did a bunch of PR, it doesn't make them not the mafia.
Well, no, that's true. But again, if something fundamental to the founding of the country, you know, giving Congress the power to levy taxes and things like that.
Joe, I'd love for you to call in on a different night because we're unfortunately out of time. This is a great conversation, and I would love to have had more time. I would have held you over a break if we could have, I guess we did one, but I would have done it for more because it's a good conversation. Call any other night, please, and we can talk about this further because these are important ideas. Important to explain, which we don't have time to, how the marketplace can provide competing ways of certifying safety.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't.
What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.